Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
A very good day to you, ma'am. This is Sean calling you from eBay. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Alright, so this is a verification call for you, ma'am, that last night under your cell phone number, which is ending with 001, we have requested to charge you $299 for purchasing Apple gift card. So, did you authorize the payment, ma'am?
No, I did not order that at all.
You didn't authorize the payment, ma'am?
I'm sorry,
there's a little
in your phone.
Alright, can you hear me now?
No.
Is it better right now? Hello?
It's better.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah, so you didn't authorize the payment, ma'am?
I didn't order a gift card.
Alright. And apart from you, like, is there anyone in your family member who can done this purchase on your behalf?
I don't think so. Do you know what it's for?
Oh, it's an Apple gift card, ma'am.
Oh, it's a gift card.
Yeah, ma'am.
I didn't order it at all. So are you ringing from, what's this
eBay?
eBay?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it has to be cancelled because I didn't authorize that.
Alright, so we got the confirmation from your side that there is no such order that you have placed. This might be completely case of fraudulent charge because as you can see that the billing address on this purchase was 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, 3 America. So, like, do you know any person from there, ma'am?
I'm not quite sure what you're saying. You just said an address. Is that where it's being sent to, is it?
Yes, ma'am. The address is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, to the America.
That's right. Well, I don't know anybody there, so this is a fraud.
Yeah. So that's why we got a little bit suspicious here, ma'am, because you live in Australia and you're sending a gift card to an overseas country. So that's the reason we give you this verification call to know that if that you're the person who's making this kind of all an overseas transaction or not. But right now, as you confirm me that you are not the person who are making this kind of online overseas transaction, so that simply indicates, ma'am, that there are some foreign people who have the access of your personal information and they are doing this under your details, all right? So right now, ma'am, what we need to do, first of all, we need to register you for the cancellation, and at the same time, we need to block that eBay account because we cannot let this person get away with your information so that they can charge you once again in future, all right?
Yes.
Yeah. So for that, ma'am, I need your help. So, like, you have to cooperate with me for 10 to 15 minutes so that we can, like, block the eBay account and we can give you back the refund money of $299, all right?
Okay.
All right. So could you please let me know that for going online, what are the online devices do you use? Like, do you have any kind of cell phone or computer or a laptop, ma'am?
I have an iPad and an iPhone.
You have an iPad and you have an iPhone, right?
Yes.
Alright. And could you just let me know that, ma'am, like, in which device you use your most kind of your online activity?
My normal activity would be my iPhone.
Alright. So, like, are you, like, talking with me on the same iPhone right now?
Yes.
Alright. So, right now, ma'am, what we're going to do, we're going to, like, put a security onto your iPhone. Could you please put my call on speaker for me, right?
It is on speaker.
Alright. Now do a thing. Swipe your screen from very bottom to top and come back to your normal home page from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
How do I know you're not a scam?
Ma'am, if we were calling you from like XYZ company, we will ask about your personal information. But this is the beginning of this call. Like, did I ask any personal information about you?
No,
so that's only proof, last ma'am, that we are not calling you from any XYZ company. We are calling you from eBay, all right?
Well, I guess so, yep.
So right now, ma'am, do a thing. First of all, like on your Apple iPhone, you do have an application. It's called App Store. You need to open up the App Store.
The App Store. I don't know what
it means. It's an App Store, ma'am. The App Store, from where you can download some games and applications. It's an App Store.
Oh, the Apple Store?
Yes, ma'am, the Apple Store.
I have to find it first. I don't use it very much, so.
Yes, ma'am. Take your lovely time, ma'am. No need to hurry up, all right? Take your lovely time.
Okay, then. Okay, I'm in the App Store.
Are you in the App Store, ma'am?
Yep.
Now, look at the very right-hand side bottom corner. You will get to see a search option over there. Give a tap on that.
Yes.
Yeah, look at the right-hand side. Yeah, look at the very right-hand side bottom corner. You will get to see a search option over there.
Yeah, I've got that.
All right. And could you, before we are going to search anything, ma'am, could you please let me know that what network are you using right now? Like, are you dealing with Optus, Telstra, or Vodafone, something like that?
Optus.
You are using Optus. All right. Now, ma'am, type over there eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
I'm still nervous that you are real.
Ma'am, we are providing you security, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah. Type over there, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Got it.
Now leave a space and type letter A. A as in alpha, letter A.
And leave a space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then type letter A. A as in alpha.
Yes, I've got that.
The letter N. N as in Nancy.
Yeah.
Then Y as in yellow.
Yep.
Then D as in doctor.
Yep.
Then E as in echo.
Yep.
Then S as in sugar. Then K as in kilo.
Okay.
Now search for, yeah, now search for it, ma'am, and just do let me know what comes up on the screen, all right?
Okay. It comes up with any desk
remote. Yes. This is a, yes, ma'am. This is our third-party application. This party application to help you to cancel a transaction. We will give you back the refund money of $299, all right? Now, give a tap on that application. After that, you will get to see a get option over there. You need to give a click on get.
Are you sure? I'm really nervous.
Ma'am, why are you nervous? Like, if I ask about your personal information, that time you need to hang up the call, right? But we didn't ask any information. Once we arrive during the cancellation process, I will tell about your each and every personal information from my side that what information those person have used, all right? Then I think you should believe me, all right?
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to give a click on get. Give a click on get.
It's asking me for the touch ID to install.
Sorry, what is it asking?
It's asking me to do a touch ID to install.
Yeah, you give a, like, you know how to give a touch ID, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah, give it, then do that.
Okay.
Now, is it downloading, ma'am?
Yep.
Alright. And ma'am, could you please confirm me one more thing, like in past 48 hours, like is there any person, like a strange person calls you and ask about your information, like they are calling you from bank or like they were asking about your email, something like that?
Not lately, no.
Like if they are calling, like they were like calling you with the name of your bank that we are calling you Commonwealth or NAB or ANZ, you have a fraudulent charge, something like that. Is there anyone called you like that?
I had a message saying that I think it was IINet needed the code on the back of my card to process the direct debit.
Yeah. So no person calls you and ask about your debit card number, like something like that.
Yeah, I don't usually give out all of it though.
All right. Is it the app? All right. Is it the app installed, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah. You need to open up the application right now.
Invest would like to send you notifications.
Yeah, give a click on OK or I agree, something like that.
Okay.
Now after that, what can I see, ma'am?
Notifications may include alerts, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Can you see anything comes up like a blue area over there which says tutorial, something like that?
Just don't allow or allow.
Give a click on allow. Give a click on allow.
Okay.
Now after that, what can you see, ma'am?
It says your address and a number.
All right. Now can you see your 9-digit cancellation ID over there, ma'am?
It's just showing me your address.
Yes, and below that your address, can you see there are some numbers over there?
Yeah, there's some numbers.
Yes, that's your cancellation ID. Confirm me the ID, ma'am.
705-183-281.
281. All right. All right, now just hold on for a second, ma'am. Let me verify the ID. Now, ma'am, what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you a security warning into your cell phone that we are going to put a security, all right? Now, if you see any option comes up like, I trust this call and I'm aware of the risk, just give a click on that checkbox, and below that, you will get to see an option which says accept. Now, can you see any changes on your screen right now?
It is a security warning.
Yeah, that's a security warning I talk about. Can you see any option which comes up like, I'm aware of the risk?
Yes.
Yeah, give a tap on that. You will get to see beside a checkbox over there. You need to give a tap on that. And below that, you get to see another checkbox which says, do not show this again. Give a tap on that also. And after that, you need to give a click on accept.
So,
and now, after that, you will get to see another accept. And after that, you will get to see an option which says, start broadcast. You need to give a click on start broadcast.
Okay, hang on a second. So you want me to press, I'm aware of the risk.
Yeah, and after that, you need to give a click on accept.
Okay.
After that, you will get to see another option which says accept, and after that, you will get to see start broadcasting. You need to give a click on start broadcasting.
Okay. Accept.
Yeah.
Yes. So do I do anything now?
Now, can you see any option which says start broadcasting?
There's screen broadcast,
yeah.
There's start broadcast.
Yeah, give a click on start broadcast. Give a click on start broadcast. Have you done that, ma'am?
Yes.
Now, just hold on for a second. Do not touch your cell phone. Let the server verify your ID. Alright. Now, ma'am, you are successfully connected to our server. Now, look at the black box. Alright. Your order has been cancelled. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to, verify some ID for you, alright? Now, just do a thing. Swipe your screen from very bottom to top and open up your settings from your cell phone.
I'm still very nervous. Like, is that thing up my phone? You're going to see everything.
No. How, ma'am, how I'm going to see your cell phone, ma'am? We have just connected with the server.
Yeah. Hang on, my phone's running out of battery now.
Yeah, that's the timer we chose that right now you are connected to the server, alright? Now just do a thing. Swipe your screen from very bottom to top and open up your phone setting.
You're talking so fast, I can't.
You need to open up the. Yeah, I'm saying, ma'am, you need to open up the settings for the cell phone.
The settings for the phone?
Yeah. You do have a setting, right? Yeah. Alright, now just scroll down a little bit, you will get to see an option which says display and brightness. You need to give a tap on that. Just scroll down a little bit. Display and brightness. Yeah, display and brightness.
Okay.
Now scroll down a little bit, you will get to see another option which says auto lock. You need to give a click on auto lock.
What does it say?
Auto lock, ma'am. It's an auto lock.
Auto lock.
Yeah. Give a tap on that. Yeah, give a tap on that.
Okay.
And now make it enabled so that security lasts long, alright?
Right.
Alright, now go back to your settings. And now scroll it to the top, where you can see your name. Scroll it to the top. Go back once again. Now scroll it to the top.
Yes.
Now, now give a tap on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Now can you see any option which says name, phone numbers, emails, something like that?
Yes.
Give a tap on that. Alright, now ma'am, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna like verify some basic information which those person are using right now, alright? Your name is Mary Lewis, right?
Yes.
Alright, and now the email which those person are using to get your, get the access of your information is maryynlewis54@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah, now scroll down the page a little bit.
What am I scrolling to?
Oh, right, just do a thing, ma'am. Go back. Yeah. You need to go back, ma'am.
I am back. Where it's name, contactable at. Is that what you mean? Or back to the out of settings? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. You need to go back, ma'am. Look at the very right hand left hand side top, you will get to see an arrow which is pointing like to the left. Give a tap on that. Alright. Now you will get to see, ma'am, a payment and delivery option over there. Give a tap on that payment and delivery.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The card which they are using, the last 4 digits of the card is 0981. All right. Like, could you please confirm me that? Is that your card, ma'am?
That's my card, yes.
Yes. And it's a MasterCard, right?
Yes.
Right. So those person are using this card to like get the funds from your bank account. Now scrolling on down to the payment, ma'am, you will get to see our ad shipping address. Can you see that?
I can see what?
Add shipping address. Scroll down a little bit. You will get to see that option.
It says add payment method, add shipping address.
Oh, well, do a thing, scroll to the top, you will get to see your MasterCard over there. You need to give a tap on that. Give a tap on that.
On the shipping address?
No, no, no. Go back.
Yeah.
Give a tap on your...
On my MasterCard? Sorry?
All right, do a thing, ma'am. Do a thing, give a tap on add shipping address, give a tap on that. And now, ma'am, you need to fill up the form so that secure, so the server like verify your ID, alright?
So if I put in all this address, does this mean the people in America get the money?
Yes.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
If I fill in this stuff now,
yeah.
Do the people in America get the money?
No. You're getting me wrong. Those people will not get any funds from you right now because we have hold the payment, all right? You just need to fill up the form from your side and do not tell me anything over the phone call, all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But want me to fill in those details?
Yes, fill in the details.
It won't type in with that other stuff there.
Sorry, come again.
It won't type my name because it's still got first name written there. Does that look right to you?
Yeah. It's okay, you need to fill in the form on the site.
I put that obey up the top there.
I like, have you done, ma'am? Come to the cover. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Have you done that? Like, have you filled up the form?
Hang on a second. Now I've got an old man outside the window. Hang on, I'll shut the door. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Have you done that? All right. Now, just do a thing, ma'am. Like, give a click. Now, look at the right-hand side top. You will get to see a done option over there. Give a tap on done.
What?
look at the top, you will get to see a done option over there. Look at the weight top, right hand side top, you will get to see a done option. Yeah, give a tap on that.
We've run into a problem.
All right, give a click on OK. Give a click on done once again. Yeah, give a click on done once again.
Do what once again?
Give a click on done once again. Look at the top. Look at the right hand top. You will get to see a done option over there. Yeah, give a click on done. Oh, and then now just hold on for a second. Now just hold on for a second. Can you see any changes on your screen?
Any changes?
Yes. Any changes on your screen?
No.
Give a tap on that once again. Give a tap on done once again.
Are you there?
Yeah, ma'am. That's what I'm doing right now. Swipe your screen from very bottom to top and come back to your normal home page.
What do you want me to do?
Just swipe your screen from very bottom to top and come back to your normal home page, ma'am.
From the bottom to the top?
Yes. Come back to your normal home page now. Now come back to your normal home page. Just swipe your screen from very bottom to top. Yeah. Swipe your screen, ma'am. Just swipe your screen from very bottom to top.
I found
that my hand. All right. Now, ma'am, what you need to do, you just need to log in into your bank and see that if there any dollar, like any suspicious transaction over there, even though it is $1, just do let me know, all right? So that we can make a report on it and then we can call your bank to refund you the money, all right?
All right. So what do you want me to do?
Just log in into your bank, ma'am. Just log in into your bank.
No, you're cracking up. Thank you.
What I'm saying, ma'am, you need to log in into your bank and see that is there any kind of suspicious transaction over there, even though it is $1, just do let me know, all right?
All right. Okay, then. And you're going to ring me back, are you?
We're going to give you a call back to, like, refund you the money, all right? Just log in into your bank.
Okay, then. So I'll hang up now?
No. Just log in to your bank, ma'am.
I don't want to log into the bank while you're on the line.
Why, ma'am?
Because I still don't trust what's happening.
Ma'am, I have like give you each and every information of yours, and you were saying that you do not trust me? That's ridiculous, ma'am.
You haven't given me my information. I've given you my information.
Ma'am, I confirm your information over the cell phone, like over the phone call, right?
Oh, dear. So you want me to check my bank
statement? Yes, ma'am. Check your banking statements, and if you see any kind of suspicious transaction over there, even though it is $1, just do let me know so that we can make a report on it, all right? Yeah.
So it'd be out of my credit card. Yeah.
Have you done that, ma'am?
I'm trying to, but it's not opening.
Oh, right.
It's probably, like, not a good connection or something.
Yeah, I know that. You need to be patient, ma'am. You need to be patient, alright? And you need to be trust on me because we are we are calling from eBay, alright?
It never usually takes this long to open. Okay, it's opened now.
Yeah. Take a lovely time.
Well, there's nothing out of there that I can see.
You can't see any kind of suspicious transaction over there, ma'am?
Well, not in the recent. When would it what happened?
You can't see any kind of suspicious transaction over there, right?
I don't think so.
All right. And apart from this bank, like, do you deal with any other bank, ma'am?
I do, but not using that card.
All right. You also need to log in into that bank also because you need to check on all of your statements, ma'am. Check all of your accounts, all right?
Right now,
what you need to do, ma'am, you need to log in into another bank and see that is there any other transaction or not, alright? And after that, we will like give you a call back or like give you a call after you like into a bank, alright?
But didn't we start this conversation with it being the card that finished in 0981?
Sorry, come again.
Did we start this whole conversation with identifying the card 0981?
Yes, ma'am.
So why are we going to go into my up bank account?
Because, ma'am, you need to check on that bank also because we have like provided, like we have told you that they are using this card or they might be using another card, alright? In future, they can use your another card also. You need to log into that bank also. If you're not comfortable to do that, that's your call, ma'am, because that's your all your heart and soul money, alright? I don't know why you're feeling suspicious over here because we are confirming you each and everything, alright? You don't need to be suspicious, ma'am.
Well, if I hang up now, and you can link back later, and I'll let you know what I saw in my other bank account.
No, ma'am, you need to do it right now because you are connected to the server right now. We cannot do this person later. We cannot let this person check the money from your bank account. Are you getting my point here?